Welcome, welcome to Paradigm Shifters, Tom Palladino. I'm very excited to be talking to you because you're cutting through some pretty difficult terrain as a human being, where you're actually pulling together some understanding about the energy of the universes, the energy that we all deserve and have, but you're turning it into something that you can use specifically to focus to help people heal. And it's called scalar energy. And as I was looking at some of your material, it's like it is related to chi, it's related to prana, it's related to the subtle energy forces a lot of us use in our healing work, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Scalar energy is chi. Scalar energy is prana. These are simply different terms that we use. So all of those terms are synonymous.
Well,
And it is
let me
life
just say
force.
something first. Let me say welcome, Tom.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for bringing me on. Thank you.
So keep going. So it is chi, it is prana, it is life force energy, is it?
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so simple. There's two energies in the universe. There's scalar energy or life force energy or chi, and the other dimension is electromagnetic energy. And it's very apparent because you see in the universe two sets of laws, two sets of circumstances. Well, there has to be two energies that dictate those circumstances. And it's so apparent to me that scalar energy is a much more subtle energy than that of electricity or magnetism. In fact, scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe, and electromagnetic energy is a derivative of scalar energy. So all energy initiates as scalar energy from the sun, from the stars.
Someone told me that thoughts are electronic or electric energy, and feelings are magnetic. Is that right?
I would say there's a both electrical and a magnetic character to any type of thought. I would say the overarching principle is that all thought, all emotions is governed by scalar energy. Again, scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe, and it will manifest itself many times in a derivative form, that of electricity and magnetism. In so doing, yes, our brain waves are electrical impulses, but prior to those electrical impulses, what was the fundament behind that is scalar energy. So my comment is all thinking, all cognitive function is really a function of scalar energy.
And what you're doing is actually learning how to direct, how to use scalar energy in such a way as to what improve, to heal us, to help us move past dreadful illnesses and what infections, all kinds of stuff. So you're actually
Thank you.
harnessing a
Thank
universal
you.
flow, right?
I am very well put. I am harnessing scalar energy. I have scalar energy instruments that harness the energy, and then I can control it, direct it. I'll go on
How
record
did you
by
get
saying,
into that?
God got me into it, Veronica. It's really, frankly, it's a download of information or wisdom from God. It's mysticism, because this is such a subtle science, and it's very poorly understood. It's esoteric. There is no college class for scalar energy. I've never seen it.
No, I haven't either.
So what's the point? The point is you really have to embark upon independent study, which I've done, and you have to rely upon God. God will give you the wisdom if you're sincere.
Excellent, excellent. So it's divinely guided, and
Yes.
I want to see where you're taking it because you've got some very exciting material to share with us. And also, you are offering us a free sample, are you not?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Where are we going with this, you ask? Well, quite bluntly, I want to use scalar energy in a medical application. I want to use scalar energy to heal people around the world. In fact, scalar energy is the energy responsible for holding together microbes, germs. Well, I've discovered a technique with my scalar energy instrument in which I can release those molecular bonds that hold together a microbe, a germ. And with that, my statement is scalar energy will prove to be one day the cure for microbial disease, for a pathogenic disease. And we're seeing that. We're able to cure people of herpes because we can break down the molecular bonds that hold together the herpes virus.
How long does it
So
take for you to achieve that?
it only takes one treatment because we're working at the quantum level, the fundamental level. And in so doing, we can easily release, negate the molecular bonds that hold together a virus. Well, in so doing, to answer your question, it only takes one treatment to eradicate, to break down a germ. We have discovered the cure for viral, bacterial, fungal disease. I'll go on record by saying that.
Wow. Now, you're going to get in trouble saying that.
Yeah, that's okay. I speak the truth. I realize that that is an uncomfortable posture that many people will have to digest, but that's too bad. You know, I'm here to help mankind. I don't have time for politics.
Well, it's really interesting to me that your work is somehow connected to the Tesla work. And finally, the Tesla work is being brought into society, right? Through people like Elon Musk and others. But so it is being accepted, right? And his work is like yours in the sense that it's subtle energy or using free energy. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. As we know, Nikola Tesla was not only the founding father of AC electricity, but in the latter part of his career, Tesla discovered and worked with scalar energy. In many ways, I've modeled my career after Tesla. I want to repeat, at least try to repeat, what Tesla achieved. He was the genius of physics back in his day. And to this day, I believe many of his accomplishments are unparalleled. So in many ways, yes, I'm trying to follow up what Tesla did, and I will say without equivocation, I'm standing upon the shoulders of Tesla, because much of my research is predicated upon what Tesla has told us, what Tesla has inculcated upon mankind. So that is the benefit that we have. You know, each successive generation can build upon the previous.
Well, it's interesting because I'm going back to what I started to say, which was the Tesla understandings, the Tesla work is being used these days and not being pushed back. Is that right? I mean,
I'm
saying this is good news for you too, is it not?
Yes, yes, it is. The world is embracing this new technology. Some people can call it Tesla energy, chi, 0 point. I call it scalar energy. That's the term in vogue today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that the world is embracing this. Had we listened to Tesla 100 years ago, we would not have this energy crisis. But there were nefarious forces that prevented Tesla from completing his lifelong mission. But I see a different venue today. I see the vista has changed, and I see a world that's welcoming scalar energy.
And is it going on all over the world? You mean, do you have other people in different parts of the world are also bringing it through?
Yes, it seems
to me that's a great gift, because if enough of us bring it through, well, you can't really snuff it, can you?
Precisely. Well spoken. It is now having a global appeal. There are many organizations, many people around the world who are promulgating scalar energy. So as far as I'm concerned, you cannot stop it. This is a movement. You cannot stop the movement now.
Wow. So tell us some stories. Tell us some of the experiences that you've had with people.
Sure. Dear to my heart, I try and treat people around the world, and many people I treat free of charge, say from Africa and Latin America, who don't have the means to pay. And we're having great success curing people in Africa of, say, malaria and cholera and HIV infection. We're having great success in Latin America of curing people of certain types of bacterial fungal infections, all types of bacterial fungal and viral diseases. We're having great success around the world.
Are you going through organizations to get the support you need?
No, to the contrary, Veronica, it's all grassroots. I have not been approached by one foundation, one trust. No government, obviously, is going to approach me. Big business, of course not. No, academia has shunned me. So this is a grassroots effort. It's volunteers.
Hmm.
And if we have to cure the world by this grassroots network, well, that's what it will be. I guess we will cure the world of pathogenic disease. That's I can give you that affirmation. We will cure the world of pathogenic disease. And thus far, it's been a grassroots effort, and it will probably continue to be a grassroots effort until we really see a concerted effort by either government, big business, academia, etc., to help us. Do I see that within the next few years? No. No, this is a threat to the money and power of so many people. So I really don't depend upon government or business or academia to help me. They certainly have not done anything for me thus far.
Well, before we go into testimonials, which I get very excited about, I'm just saying it's very interesting that, for example, big business, as you call it, has really taken over the health food industry in a lot of ways. It's almost scary. It's almost better when they're not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I believe in the paradigm. I believe the local farmer needs to be supported. You cannot entrust the food supply to big corporations because they're more interested in profits than they are in health, than they are in nutrition. So this really goes back to an organic farm movement, a grassroots movement in which every community really should support their local farmers so that the local farmer can directly sell to that community, and that local farmer is not dependent upon big business or one of the major food suppliers to sell his produce, to sell his crops. It's all wrong. The paradigm is wrong. So we're seeing that change. I live in Florida, and many people support their organic farmers. I do. My wife and I go to organic farms to purchase food, or we go to organic markets, and we support our organic farmers here in Florida. Now, Florida is warm, and you could do that year-round. I don't know where everybody else lives, obviously, if that's possible. But we really, in order to go back to sound nutrition, you have to go back to the soil. It starts with the soil, and you cannot buy food that has been laced with chemicals and pesticides. You really have to get into organic farming. And my wife and I endeavor to do that. We are a non-GMO household. We do not purchase GMO food, and we support our local organic farmers.
I think a lot of us are like that these days. So talking about the farmers, can you use your magical work, your scalar energy on, for example, the soil, on the seeds, on plants?
Yes. I've been conducting experiments to be able to break apart the transgenic genes found in GMO crops, and I believe I am successful. Well, let me explain why. My scalar energy instruments can break down the genetic code, the genome, the nucleic acid, if you will, of viruses. I can easily cure somebody of a viral disease by disassembling and fragmenting the genetic code found in the DNA or the RNA. Well, I can also disassemble the genetic code found in GMO food. So my
Great,
point
we need that.
is, yes, we do. Thank you. So many people who are eating GMO food, whether they realize it or not, these are man-made genes. This is a genetically engineered plant crop. And with that, you're eating some type of transgenic gene that is not of nature. And it's been proven that many GMO foods are now leading to digestive disorders. There's a link between GMO food and cancer and tumors and perhaps autoimmune mediated diseases. So my point is this: I consider the genetic structure of GMO foods to be some type of allergen, some type of infectious agent, or something that's harmful to the body, an allergen. And in so doing, I've taken it upon myself now to start treating out, to start disassembling the transgenic genes found in crops such as soy and corn, etc. That's one of my ongoing endeavors. And over the next few years, I think I will be quite successful in so doing.
And is it just in like it's all over the world that people are asking you for this, is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
Okay.
is. If you can imagine, Ronnie, my scalar energy instruments treat people by way of a photograph. So a photograph cannot be stopped. Anybody can email me a photograph, and I can treat anybody in the world by way of that photograph. Now, with that said, my instruments can easily treat 10 million photographs a day. In other words, I could treat and cure 10 million people a day with a scalar energy instrument. You have to figure that out. Everything is miniaturized. Everything with a scalar energy instrument is simple. We transcend time and space with scalar energy. And in so doing, I don't care where you live, we could treat you no matter whether you live in Africa or Antarctica. It doesn't matter. A scalar energy instrument can treat you by way of your photograph and destroy germs in your body in so doing. So, cogitate on that. A scalar energy instrument can treat and cure 10 million people a day. Well, it won't take long before we can cure the world of pathogenic disease.
So tell us about the machine that you use. Where do you get this instrument?
It's all custom built. You won't find this anywhere.
Okay.
this is the wisdom that God has given me, and I don't plan on manufacturing these instruments.
But you're not going to manufacture them, and you can't take on everybody in the whole world, Tom. I know you can't, but I guess there are other people doing it as well, right?
Right. I would hope, though, that once we have a groundswell of support, that the three T's will come forward: time, talent, and treasure, mm-hmm. and we'll have a global outreach with a great deal of resources behind us. And that, yeah, I foresee the day that we will be able to treat 10 million people a day. If somebody were to come to my house every morning with 10 million photographs, I can assure you in one day I could treat those 10 million photographs. And in so doing, we could cure those 10 million people of viral, bacterial, and fungal disease.
But tell me this, if you pile those photographs together, do they not pick up each other's pathogens?
No, they do not. The way the instruments are calibrated, I have a reverse phase capacity, and in so doing, I'm able to break apart the germs. I'm able to break apart the pathogens. Actually, I don't know how to assemble a pathogen. So when I treat people, I can treat people en masse in groups, and in so doing, I have a simple process where I can dictate for the instrument to break down the molecular structure of germs, whether it's one person or 10 million people.
Wow, that's really impressive. So let's pick on some of your patients, clients, what you choose to call them. Talk about somebody that's called you or someone that you've worked with.
Sure. Over the years, many people have approached me and to isolate, let's pick out certain viral diseases. There are certain viruses that once you acquire them, you have them for life. Hepatitis, herpes, HIV. Those viruses are per se incurable. There is a drug now for hepatitis C, and they're having good success with it. Nonetheless, my point is this. With one treatment, scalar energy can release the molecular bonds of a virus, hepatitis, herpes, HIV, break those bonds apart, and in one treatment, the virus is eradicated. You're cured. You no longer have that viral infection.
And that's permanent, right?
It's permanent, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, you could be reinfected by a certain behavior or blood transfusion, et cetera, but it is permanent. So I offer to the world not only the cure for pathogenic disease, but it's simple and painless, and you don't have to leave your home. People email me photographs. Imagine, you know, I don't have a clinic. I just have a laboratory. Imagine the cost savings here, the savings of time, and obviously, but most importantly, how we will enhance the lifestyle of people around the world. And again, to go back to, I see so many people who are so desperate. People have had hepatitis infection for years.
Hepatitis, oh, yeah, terrible.
Mm-hmm. It'll eventually lead to liver cancer in many cases. And it obviously impairs your health considerably. HIV is a life-threatening illness, likewise. And to be able to eradicate these germs, and people, yes, are being cured of hepatitis and HIV, that is quite an accomplishment, if I may say so, and it's quite encouraging. That serves to get me up every morning. Mm. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I'll be able to treat thousands of people every day, and many of those people, their suffering will be alleviated, that gets me up in the morning.
And you have a flow of these electronic photographs and so on that you've got new people to work on every day?
Every day, every day.
How wonderful.
It's starting to become I would call a small flood of photographs. Eventually, it's going to be a tidal wave of photographs. It's incredible how the movement is spreading around the world.
Hmm. Well, Tom, how about cancer?
I can prevent some cancers. Now, I have to issue this strong statement. I do not have the cure for cancer. That's a different instrument. That's a different technique. I do not have the immediate means to cure cancer. How can I prevent cancer? I can destroy viruses. For instance, Veronica, the human papilloma virus is associated with cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. I can break apart. I can disassemble the human papilloma virus. We've proven that. We've had some women who've shown polymerase chain reaction tests that prove that we have eradicated the human papillomavirus from their body. So in that sense, many women who develop cervical cancer, you can pinpoint that the human papillomavirus was the causative agent, the reason that they developed cervical cancer or uterine cancer. Well, that in many ways is a preventative measure. It's prophylactic. So again, it's not the cure, but we can prevent certain cancers.
Wow. So if a person develops cervical cancer, and you've probably worked with people like this, then you can back up and do the papillomavirus and it'll affect the ongoing cancer? Yep.
Exactly. Precisely.
So you're getting the whole picture, right?
Yes, we are. Now, when people come to me and they have cancer, if I'm able to eradicate the viruses in their body that cause that cancer, at least I can diminish, or at least I can stop, in some cases, the spread of cancer, because you're removing the causative agent. You're removing the virus. Now, again, that's not the cure for cancer, but you have to get rid of these offending pathogens. You have to disassemble and eradicate the pathogens, the viruses that lead to cancer.
I don't think we hear that very often. I think that's a really important thing for us all to pay attention to.
Yeah. Even if you read a medical textbook today, it's acknowledged that 20 to 25% of all cancers are caused by viruses.
Okay.
I think that's an understatement. I think once we really get into this, Veronica, we'll see that at least 40, 50% of cancers are caused by viruses. But that's my opinion. So if you read a medical textbook today, most textbooks will say 20 to 25% of all cancers are caused by viruses.
Wait a sec. Let me interrupt you a sec here, because you were talking about changing the GMO gene, whatever you called it, that changes the effect of the GMO food. When you go back to that, that actually eradicates a lot of cancer right there, doesn't it?
That's correct. Whether people can quite grasp this or not, many of the foods that we're eating today are genetically modified. It's 85 to 90% of our corn, our soy crop in the United States, is GMO. And when you're eating that, you're eating a foreign gene. You're eating a man-made gene. And again, many of those genes have been associated with various digestive disorders or even cancer and tumors. So you have to get rid of these foreign genes, these transgenic genes that are found in GMO food. And that's my endeavor. And I'll go on record. I'm now successful. I can disassemble transgenic genes.
I'm thinking why I was quiet there. I was thinking about people with cancer, for example, that I believe that there's a whole lot more cancer as a result of GMO food, right? So I'm thinking that possibly there are people that you could go to who had cancer that are there. You could undo it with the transgenic undoing that you're good at. Yeah,
I agree. And as time, over the course of time, I think the world will start to realize how harmful these GMO crops have been. And the evidence now is really becoming overwhelming. Genetically modified food is producing a plethora of medical conditions.
Yes.
Nobody should eat GMO food. It's an abomination to God. It's terrible.
But it's really hard to know for sure, isn't it, when you're eating?
Well, we do. I've coined a phrase, Veronica. When you buy organic fruit or vegetables, there's a lookup code. And the number 9 is used to denote organically grown food. If you buy fruit or vegetable in the supermarket and the lookup number, the code begins with 9, that's an organic product. It's not GMO. So the term I use is buy the 9.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Buy the 9, which is you're buying organic fruits or vegetables that is of organic character. It's not a GMO product.
Have you worked on any vulnerable parts of the population, like little children, babies, seniors?
I work with all age groups. I've worked with women who are pregnant, with child in womb. I've worked with infants. I've worked with octogenarians. The beauty of scalar energy, it's sunlight, it's starlight. It's the life force energy. So it cannot harm us. Sunlight and starlight that we refer to is not of the electromagnetic spectrum. This is not electricity. This is the life force energy. I'll go on record. Scalar energy used appropriately, used in a proper setting, cannot harm. It's only beneficial to the human mind and soma.
So when you say proper setting, does that mean if we turn that around, we can use it badly? Because that's probably something we should pay attention to as well.
Yeah, we should. We have to look at both sides of the coin. Any energy can be used for harm or for good. There have been people who've said that Tesla was working on scalar energy as a means of weaponry. Well, I think there's some credence to that, but Tesla would never release that information, and good for him. Mm-hmm. Because this is a very strong energy. So I don't devote any time to weaponry. I'm just trying to help the world. I would never make a scalar energy a weapon or anything of that sort.
Now, let me ask another question. I'm glad about that, actually, because you're very much a healer, aren't you?
Yes.
But let me ask another question, which is, the universes have never stayed the same, and they're changing. And my sense as an intuitive is that the energies on the planet are moving up, in essence, and they have been, probably they always have been. But
yes.
When I think about that, I think about your scalar energies, and I'm going, are they also changing? They're changing in their impact. They're changing just because things evolve, like universes evolve. The Earth plane has got more high-frequency energy than it had before.
Yeah, thank you. I would agree with you. I think people are much more cognizant that these subtle energies exist, and they're working hand in hand now with these energies. You know, previously and in generations past, people were either oblivious to this subtle energy, or if they were observant of it, they never incorporated it in their lives. They never tried to work hand in hand with it.
Oh, maybe they were living in China or India, you know.
You never know, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. But let me posture it this way. Scalar energy is consciousness. What do I mean?
Okay.
Energy is intelligence. So the consciousness of the universe that we've referred to so frequently is really scalar energy. Both terms are identical. They're synonymous terms. So when the world says, well, we're seeing an elevation in consciousness, we're seeing that people are living in a more peaceful fashion. Well, scalar energy is consciousness, and if that is indeed the case, then that consciousness, scalar energy, is producing that desired result. And I will say that anytime somebody prays, it's a broadcast, so to speak, of scalar energy. So praying is a function of scalar energy. Positive thinking is a function of scalar energy. Now, this is why so many life coaches, so many health coaches, so many motivational coaches want you to think appropriately.
Take charge because of your thoughts. Yeah, you bet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you take charge of your thoughts and your intention, then the world you create is a much more positive world, obviously, a world that is really assimilated to you, a world that you have created, the destiny that you have decided upon. Now, if you're going to be negative and you're going to have that lack of grip of reality, or if you want to be down in the dumps, so to speak, that's what you're going to get. To the contrary, if the reality that you create is a positive one and you're moving forward and you want to see good in the world, you will create that. Your thoughts create the environment around you. If you want to be positive, that's what you will embrace. You will see a positive environment.
We're actually vibrational vehicles ourselves, aren't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're teaching us how to, let's go back to how you developed all this, because you were talking about going into the genetic, would you explain that again? Because I haven't got the proper words, but you go
sure.
into with the photographs and so on, you understand that you're going into the gene.
Yes.
Yes. Explain that for us.
I'll explain it actually in practice.
Okay.
Let's say I want to disassemble the herb. I have magnified photographs of high magnification that show the nucleic acid, in this case, the DNA of the herpes virus.
Okay.
I take a photograph of the herpes virus and I place it in my instrument. And in a reverse phase capacity, a scalar energy instrument then will disassemble the nucleic acid, in this case, the DNA of the herpes virus. So a scalar energy instrument is like many instruments. It does what you tell it to do. So how do I break down the genetic structure of something? I take photographs of that genetic structure, and then I simply instruct my instrument to disassemble the molecular bonds. So the informational input is a photograph. And then the instrument is the animating principle, the animating force to disassemble what is found on that photograph. In this case, the DNA of the herpes virus. So if I'm working with photographs, Veronica, that's my modus operandi, working with photographs, then I can assure myself that I can destroy any DNA or RNA found on that photograph. So what I'm saying is I have an objective method to destroy, to disassemble genetic material found in viruses. This is why I'm so confident that scalar energy will someday be embraced as the cure for viral disease.
Hmm. I'm impressed by that. So how did you come upon it? Are you a student of physics and that kind of wonderful?
Yes, yes. I think one of my traits in life, you could call me a bookworm. I've always studied. I've loved to study. And I've developed this technique through sometimes through trial and error, sometimes by an afflatus from God. I have found that there's a certain type of photograph. It's known as a transmission electron micrograph. That's a long term for simply stating a photograph with genetic material, a photograph that shows genetic material. And if you have a photograph that shows the genetic material of a virus, you can destroy that genetic material with the scalar energy.
So how does it show? How does it
Imagine
show?
How it's simple and straightforward that is.
Except how does it show? It's like what reveals the genetic material?
Sure. With a transmission electron microscope, you project a beam of electrons through a virus, and you can actually see the viral integrity, the genome, by way of a photograph. You can only do that with a transmission electron micrograph. That's the type of microscope that is needed. In so doing, those types of photographs are used for me to be able to disassemble viruses.
Wow. So can you use that system to actually find a photograph where you don't think anything's wrong with it and you actually discover something's wrong with it or something is, there's an illness in there you'd like to change?
Sure. Right now I'm not diagnosing. That's a different instrument that I have not perfected.
Okay.
I will say
yet,
this.
Yet, Tom.
Yes, you're very good. Thank you for that. I've not yet discovered that technique, but God will hopefully give me the wisdom. I will say this, though. A scalar energy instrument always automatically produces some type of chakra balancing. Now, what's a chakra? There's seven chakras in the body, which are really seven points of scalar energy. So in so doing, when I'm working with a scalar energy instrument, I can balance those seven chakras. And in turn, that's an informational input. When a scalar energy instrument can correct and rebalance the seven chakras, then that rebalancing is a reprogramming or a re-instructing of our psyche, of our soma. And in so doing, I see many people benefiting from a chakra balancing. Now, that's not something that I myself can control. A chakra balancing, as far as I'm concerned, is a download of scalar energy by way of my scalar energy instrument. And in so doing, I see people's mental, spiritual, and physical health improving in so doing.
Wow. That's pretty exciting, isn't it? So you're actually learning as you work with people's pictures
yes.
and so on.
Yes,
hey?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is thank you. That's well spoken. This is virgin territory. There's very few people who understand scalar energy fluently, as far as I'm concerned.
But you've been at it for 25 years, right?
I've been in practice. Prior to that, it was a theoretical undertaking on my part. So it was another 20 years to that. It's really since I was an adolescent. It's probably been thus far a good 45 year journey on my part.
Hmm. Well, I guess you know this, but there's a lot of us who are in the healing mode that do subtle energy work. And we can work, just like you're talking about, we can work anywhere in the world. There's no time and space. You
yes,
get on the phone and shift somebody's energy, bring up their chakras. Is it the same energy?
Yes, it is. It's identical. It's identical. And I would firmly encourage people to pray, which is a form of healing. Mm-hmm. Some people have healing hands. Mm-hmm. You know, let's look at the scientific a fundament behind healing hands. What is it? It's a scalar energy presence. If if some people can lay hands upon you and heal you, it's because their hands have that scalar energy capability. So healing hands are scalar energy hands.
So it's just our gifts. Some people have it. Some people don't have as much. Is that it?
Yes, precisely. Precisely. So I would encourage everybody. I think first of all, everybody can self-heal. We do that every second of the day. And again, predicated upon your prayer life, your emotions, what food you eat, if you exercise, if you take care of yourself, that all fits into the equation. Everybody should be their own physician, so to speak. You have to be. You have to guard the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Well, so yeah, I agree with you. Do you, let me see now, the DNA, you talked about moving DNA and genes, that sort of thing, right?
Right, that's correct.
Do you think we're limited by or defined by our DNA, or can we as a species move past it by choice?
I will say that scalar energy is the cause of DNA. And
that's interesting.
The main thing, those are our instructions. And to further that, if you look at our DNA, obviously it's a double helix. Well, in character, that is the formation of a scalar wave. All scalar energy is a double helix with a major groove and a minor groove, which is to scale exactly identical to human DNA. We have a double helix. So the point being is, I believe scalar energy is the download of information that causes and maintains our DNA. That is, DNA is nothing less than a standing wave of scalar energy. Now, if that's true and accurate, I believe it is, then scalar energy is the cause of our genetic makeup, and we can correct genetic dysfunction eventually. I'll be able to do this, such as cancer and genetic disease. We'll be able to correct genetic dysfunction simply by the correct download of scalar energy.
That's fascinating. So let's pick a person. I have a friend, she's in terrible pain, and they're infusing her. People don't all think like I do or like you do, trust me. But anyway, they're infusing her 24/7 with antibiotics. And I feel like for a woman who's 70, that's pretty dangerous stuff in itself. But I have to keep my mouth shut because I just have to love her and let her follow what she believes in doing, right?
You're right, Veronica. We have to allow people to express free will. You cannot force things upon people. We can educate people, but I don't force people.
But she would maybe be the kind of person we send you her photograph.
If she agrees to it, we'll get into that. We're going to offer everybody 15 days of free scalar energy treatment. But I would like people to be informed. And if they have any questions, they can visit the website. It's that simple.
Yeah. And I also love on your website the healing website section, where there's a video of you working with your machine and people can really understand how you do it. What's your process? Yeah.
Thank you. To that end, we've produced probably 100 YouTube videos because I want to be very forthright with people. I want them to understand this process. So I try and detail as much as I can about the scalar energy healing and how I work with it. Again, to that end, I have over 100 YouTube videos. Many of those videos show the scalar energy instruments. I am pictured in my laboratory working with scalar energy instruments. I want this to be comfortable with people. And this is why I always accept questions and I always accept corrections from people. Let's again, continue on with this grassroots effort. And I want to see that the world is cured. That's the end goal. That's my focus.
Well, you're demystifying a lot of it in a way when you say grassroots, because you're saying to me, my friend, she has the inner ability to transform whatever's wrong with her. And your scalar waves are like harnessing or directing or sending those in the kind of direction that will rearrange her inner patterns, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
I love that. It should make people feel really at ease, and it's non-toxic.
Yeah, you know, you've heard of so many people who've overcome cancer by prayer or by some people laugh it away. I've heard that there's a theory now that you can laugh and you can be happy, and that serves to correct cancer. And many people have claimed that by being gregarious, by being in an upbeat attitude, that they have been able to overcome cancer. There is some merit to that because that's a download of energy into the cancer cell that could be corrective of the base pairs. Simply stated, a base pair is either substituted, deleted, or there's an addition. Now, our thoughts can improve, can correct that impairment. The base pairs can be corrected by prayer, by rightful thought, by positive thought, by even laughing. All of that is positive.
But I don't think that would make the system or the establishment a great deal of money.
No. And you're right. And, you know, again, you could look at GMO foods. Why is this so successful for people like Monsanto and DuPont? Because they've centralized the control. They've taken the control away from the local farmer, and they've given it to gigantic farms, to big commercial farms. Well, when you do that, when you can centralize everything, including the farming of our food, then you can control the food supply. And this is what we see in our country. Mm-hmm. And this is why I admonish people, please try and buy organic food. And please, if you have a local farmer, support them. You know, why not?
I think what's really interesting is the projected wellness. The way our society has been, we know that people aren't going to live as long in a short while. Our children aren't anyway. I suppose you know that.
My wife and I were reading an article yesterday, and there's at least 20 countries in the world that have a greater longevity than the United States.
Yeah.
However, these countries don't spend half the money that we do per capita on health. Why? Well, many of these countries live upon food. They eat organic food, and they don't have a high-stress lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Why is it in the United States that we as a country spend $4 trillion every year on healthcare? $4 trillion. Mm-hmm. Why are we not healthier than some of these countries that only spend half or a fraction of what we spend on healthcare? Obviously, we have to look at these other countries and say, why do people have a greater sense of well-being? Why is their longevity exceed that of the United States? What are we missing? A lot of that has to do with our food. A lot of that has to do with our stressful lifestyle. And many of these countries do not depend upon pharmaceutical products.
And I think there's another thing too, and I'm agreeing with you 100% here, but people live in the flow of nature in a lot of these places, and we don't. We don't at all, do we? We're hurrying. We're living in the flow of aggression and, ambition in different ways, using a lot of technical improvements and so on. But some people are more symbiotic. They do better with family, you know, the interaction with people. I think that's correct. Part of it, too.
Yeah, I agree. What came to mind, today's a warm day in Florida, and I was outside already, and I was barefoot. This is known as earthing.
I know.
And there is merit to that. And if you live in a warm environment, try and take off your shoes and your socks and walk barefoot in the grass. Make sure it's obviously safe where you're walking. But I do that on a daily basis on account of the fact that I live in Florida.
But that makes you a part of the planet as opposed to, you know what I mean, is that you can run the fields. There must be scalar energy in the dirt, is there?
Of course, scalar energy is in every square inch of the universe, of course, to answer your question.
Yeah, so what you're doing is making it more of a product of being cycling it, circulating it through yourself.
Yes. Right? And this is the beauty of our planet. We have to go back to nature because that's our composition. And we're not made by man. We're made by the Creator. And as long as we follow the Creator's rules and those strictures, we're going to do well. If you deviate from nature, your health is going to be impaired.
Mm-hmm. What about water? Can you clear up water?
My predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus, worked a great deal with water, and he was able to clear wells, drinking wells of, say, certain pathogens and certain types of heavy metals. Do I think I could duplicate that? Yes. Do I do that today on a regular basis? No. Where I live in Florida, but sadly, it's mostly municipal water down here. There's very few drinking wells down here.
But could you change municipal water?
Yes. But the problem is this, Veronica. You'd have to photograph every gallon of water.
Oh, that's a
My
big
instrument,
job.
yeah, my instrument does what you tell it to do. So it's easy to treat people. Why? All I need is one photograph of a person, and I could treat them anywhere in the world. But when you're getting down to, say, a water supply or a farm field, you'll need a photograph of the entire water supply, which is not realistic. Or you'll need a photograph of every square inch of the farm field, which is also quite cumbersome and quite difficult. So for the time being, for the resources that I can marshal, I only work with people and pets, sometimes with farm animals. But I keep it on that level. I just don't have the resources to expand right now.
You probably can keep track easier too if you narrow your field.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank
So
you.
let's see. Can we speak of, I keep saying, I'd like to hear some testimonial talk about people that have been very healed.
Sure. My website has probably 1,500 testimonials now.
1,500, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, why? Because it works. When I say we can destroy germs, I mean it. Once you destroy a germ, people usually recover, usually in a short period of time. Let's see, what comes to mind? A person just last week sent us a testimonial that the chakra balancing that we're administering, the chakra balancing has helped this person overcome alcohol addiction.
Wow.
I've heard that from many people. People tell me that after we treat them for a certain period of time, that they're not so inclined to overdrink. Now, they'll still have a desire sometimes for a drink, but many of them can have the ability to now limit that consumption of alcohol. I've had some people go as far to tell me that we've been able to kick their habit for cigarette smoking, or their habit for meth. I had one woman
Well,
all
that's
about,
big news right there,
yeah.
too.
One woman 6 months ago, she called me up. She said, "I really thank you because I had a meth addiction for years, and now I really don't have any desire for to take meth, to take any type of drug, crack cocaine, meth, etc." So the point being, scalar energy seems to have an inbuilt corrective character to it. If this is life force energy from the creator, and I'm administering that energy, it seems to be able to correct not only the conscious, but the seven chakras, including our brain waves. It seems to have a powerful and positive effect for some people who are suffering from alcohol addiction, drug addiction. We've even seen remarkable improvement in some people who've had procrastination or depression. So this is a download of corrective energy, corrective intelligence. Again,
So,
energy is
Tom, can you
intelligence.
ca like if a person has alcohol addiction and flu, I don't know, pick it, I'm trying to put two things together. Can you get
Right.
them both at once?
Yes, I can. That's the beauty of what I'm working with scalar energy. On any, for instance, on any given day, I not only disassemble pathogens, but I also disassemble heavy metals such as mercury, cadmium, lead, arsenic.
Whoa, that's pretty important as well.
Yes. So again, so the character of scalar energy either assembles molecular form or disassembles molecular form. So when I'm treating people for germs, pathogens, I also include as an ancillary benefit the ability to break down the molecular structure of heavy metals, mercury, lead, aluminum, etc. And that has helped many of the people who've come to us over the years. So to some extent, we're able to break down at least a trace amount of mercury, lead, aluminum, cadmium inside the body. So this is not the only answer for metal poisoning, but it's a step in the right direction.
But that could
Yeah.
help a lot of mental health cases, couldn't it?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes. So, this has been proven. You know that, Veronica. A lot of people are suffering from lead poisoning or mercury poisoning. It changes their brain chemistry.
The Mad
They're
Hatter or Alzheimer's and aluminum, that's
Yeah.
a
Exactly.
big deal. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, you were going to, before we get too far, you were going to explain how we can participate in your 15-day program.
Yes. We offer everybody in the world 15 days of free treatments. There's a website. Get a pen out, a piece of paper. The website will instruct you to upload photographs. You can send in 20, 25 photographs of family members and friends. All I need is one photograph per person. And in so doing, all I need is some part of their anatomy photographed. You can photograph your face, your hand, your foot. It doesn't necessarily have to be your face. Some people might want to be private about this. So some people only send me their hand as a photograph. Again, scalar energy will treat a person by way of their photograph of their skin, some part of their anatomy. And some people will send a photograph of their face. Some people want to remain anonymous, so we'll just send in a photograph of their hand.
And does it have to be specifically about one issue like herpes or something, or can it be just general? You just send a picture.
Just general to answer your question. Why? Because I treat everybody in general. I have a standardized treatment in which when I receive photographs, everybody will have their chakras balanced, and I have the ability to treat everybody for potentially 400,000 species of germs.
Wow.
So this is my standardized treatment that is identical for everybody. Now, the website is creativestrength.us. That website will allow anybody to upload photographs of their family members, friends, even your pets. Don't forget your pets. And in so doing, I will treat you for free for 15 days. And I promise you, most of the germs, most of the common germs known to man will be eradicated from your body during those 15 days. Your chakras will be balanced. And there's an added benefit. We also assemble nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants inside your body during that 15-day time span. So it's a free treatment. Please share that website with friends and family. The goal is to heal the world. This is why I offer free treatments. I don't care who you are, where you live. There's no prejudice here. The goal is to heal the world. The website, creativestrength.us. Share that with friends and family. We'll treat anybody free of charge to start.
So there's another thing that you mentioned there that you actually have figured out a way to send nutrients to people. Is that right?
Yes. That's correct. Again, scalar energy affords us consummate control over nature. A scalar energy instrument will allow us to assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids inside the body.
Wow, so, I want that.
Thank you. So presently, we have the ability to assemble over 330 nutrients, micronutrients inside the body. And it works. Now, the people I work with, they tell me that their skin is softer, that they don't have the inflammation that they once had. Now, many people say that this has improved the luster of their hair. Many people have gone as far to say is that their nails are stronger. Their
wow.
nails are harder. Well, that all stands to reason. If you're able to assemble nutrients in each cell of the human body, that's what scalar energy does. It will deliver a nutrient, assemble a nutrient inside each cell of the human body, including the cells found in your hair or your nails, etc. All of that is a positive step forward. And yes, we can abet human health by this nutrient program.
I'm very excited about this. And so a person who has an illness that they want their picture to be looked at for that reason will also receive the vitamin mineral upload.
Yes. That's correct.
Because the illness itself will prevent us from having full mineral workings. Yes.
And as you and I recognize, Veronica, many illnesses are caused by malnutrition. By just poor nutrition from our processed food. Again, we try not to eat processed food. Go back to nature. Try and live a plant-based diet. Eat fruits and vegetables, nuts. Try and live as close to the soil, so to speak, as possible. Avoid those processed foods. But I believe my program someday will be embraced as the means of universal nutritional support.
And you know what? There's no chemicals in your nutrients there.
Right.
I like that.
They're all a product of nature. Thank you so much. I'll never assemble a man-made chemical.
No.
I don't do that. No.
So you can create, you can actually create material things then.
Yes. That's the beauty. That's well spoken. Likewise. Scalar energy affords us consummate control over nature. I mean every word of that. We're able now to control a molecule. We can either create a molecule or disassemble a molecule. This is fantastic. Some people might call that alchemy. Others might, a scientist might use the term transmutation. This is what we've achieved. We're able to change one molecular form into another. It's incredible.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I want to tease you and say, well, you could do facelifts too, right? But I'm not really seriously in my heart that glib, because I really am impressed with what you're doing. I'm looking forward to my 15-day run with you, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess what we all have to do is take little notes as we go through. Is that right?
Yeah, by all means. Everybody will see some type of improvement in their health after 15 days. Imagine, within that 15-day time frame, we're able to target over 400,000 species of protozoan, viruses, bacteria, prions, etc., and break those down. Now, obviously, nobody has 400,000 species of germs in their body, but you might have 20 or 30 that have been impairing your health perhaps for years. Well, only by virtue of a photograph, we can treat you anywhere in the world. So imagine that. We have now the cure for pathogenic disease. We can help people around the world.
Wow. I mean, this is so exciting. I just want to call everybody. Maybe they'll all listen to the show. Then they'll know.
Thank you.
I think our time is just about up here. Let me just check. Is there anything else you'd like to say besides telling us how to get hold of you? And do you ever do one-on-one appointments as well?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I'm just so busy, and I live in Florida. I don't necessarily live in a remote area of Florida, but it's really not necessary for one-on-one appointments, because your photograph really stands in proxy, so to speak, of your physical presence. So all I need is your photograph. You don't have to come to my laboratory. I am going to leave everybody with a telephone number. If you want support, if you want to reach somebody at our support desk, it's area code 805-364-3051. For those of you that can understand, and if this resonates with you, this mission, join us. Get in touch with us. We want to cure the world. This is the easy cure for tuberculosis. This is the easy cure for malaria. All I need is a photograph. This is the easy cure for HIV. I need help. I cannot do this single-handedly. So that's where the grassroots effort comes into play.
So you do have an organization, like a people network around the world?
We do. We have probably 100 volunteers around the world who photograph people and send in those photographs.
Wonderful.
It's growing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Wow. I'm really glad that you mentioned that. I'm excited about that. Thank you, Tom, for your good work.
Thank you.
Well, it's been...
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's very exciting. I keep saying, you know, and one of my clients or one of my interviewees said, we are an unlimitable species. We just haven't learned how to unlimit ourselves. And I'm listening to you and what your amazing work is and going, well, this is unlimiting us. It's taking advantage.
Yeah.
We all have scalar inside of us, don't we?
Yes. Yes, that's the lesson. Thank you.
Yeah.
All of us are scalar energy beings. Now, even though you don't have a scalar energy instrument in your laboratory, you still are capable of incredible feats. Again, thinking is a function of scalar energy. Prayer is a function of scalar energy. This is why I ask everybody, think positive thoughts, pray, and change the world. This gateway to consciousness, which is scalar energy, everybody has it. We've always had it. Everybody's made in the image of God. Once we realize that, we have unlimited power.
I always tell people lately, too, that how we look at each other makes a difference on how we feel inside ourselves, right? So you're saying the same thing as directing those waves, that consciousness that we can thrive on, actually.
Yeah, I'd rather smile than frown. Let's make this a better world.
You betcha. You're doing that. Thank you, Tom Palladino. I really enjoyed this conversation, and I hope other people take full advantage of your 15 days and experience your transcendent gifts for the world.
God bless. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you for your effort, for what you're doing to mankind. Thank you for this platform.
Thank you. Be well.